It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
By the time you're listening to this podcast, it would be Valentine's Day. I'm recording this at 8 p.m. on the night before Valentine's Day. I thought I might as well make an episode for this occasion, you know, talk about, I don't know, whatever I'm feeling at the moment. I've been thinking about calling this episode The Lonely Hearts Club, you know, as a reference to that one album by the Beatles, but also because, you know, this episode is kind of for those lonely hearts, you know. I can sympathize with you, I can encourage you, I could give you advice, whatever it may be, to, you know, help you get through this day without, you know, getting depressed or anything, because you don't have a partner yet. I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. I mean, if you're my age, and you're going through the same things that I am, which is, you know, very likely, you know, these things are blown out of proportion to be so important that you have to have some sort of relationship, you know. Of course, maybe it's not that you think you have to have one, it's more that you'd really like one. You're feeling kind of forlorn, I think is the word for it. You feel as though your life lacks that sort of thing, you know, that romance. And I totally understand that feeling. I get it from time to time. I really do. Sometimes I wish, you know, my life were a little bit more. Sometimes I wish I got more action, you know. But what are you gonna do, you know? I wouldn't even know what to do with any of that kind of attention, to be honest. So I'm going to assume that you are alone. Well, I've got a bit of a proposition for you. How about you let me, for as long as this podcast lasts, for as long as you're listening to this podcast, how about you let me be your Valentine? I mean, if you could opt out of this, if it makes you feel uncomfortable or weird or anything, you know, this is just a recording after all. It's not like it's actually me, the person, you know, pretending to be your Valentine. This is just a voice being recorded onto a free software that I found on the internet. So, I mean, if not, you could pretend that that's not the case. But what does a Valentine even do? I'm not familiar. I mean, I don't have any candy to give you, unfortunately. I know that would be pretty cool, but I couldn't give you any candy even if I wanted to. Because, again, I am just recording. I miss when, you know, back in elementary school when you had to get a candy for every student, you know, and you would always come home with this bag full of candy. There were 3 dates on the calendar, which were the days you would get all this candy from. There was Halloween, the biggest one, of course, you know. And then there's Easter. And you know, if you're good at finding eggs, then you'll probably get a pretty good bounty. And then there's Valentine's Day. You would go to school, you would have this bag in front of your desk or something, and people would walk around giving their candies to everybody. Sometimes people would go through the trouble of writing down your name and, you know, who it's from and whatever. But nobody really cared. I got some from people, but that didn't necessarily mean that they liked me or anything. In fact, I don't think I had a lot of friends back in elementary school. But it was nice to get some candy, you know. And I would eat at least half of it the day I got home. That day, on that day. I remember back in kindergarten, we were watching a Charlie Brown special about Valentine's Day, and one of the characters kisses someone on the cheek, like, you know, as a surprise. And then this girl tries to replicate it, and she kisses this one dude on the cheek who she probably has a crush on or whatever, and he starts freaking out. He starts, you know, yelling and, you know, like, freaking out about it, and, you know, there she is feeling all embarrassed, and everybody's kind of looking at this commotion. That almost spoiled my Valentine's Day. But not quite, because obviously I got some candy out of it. So what else is there to talk about? Well, if we're going through this whole I'm your Valentine sort of thing, what kind of things would I have to say? You know, that you're really good looking? Let's just drop the whole thing. It was a stupid idea to begin with. Do I personally have a Valentine for Valentine's Day? No. I mean, I might in my head, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm gonna, you know, do anything about it. I'll probably just watch the Sonic movie and go home and dwell on this a little bit, you know. Think about a certain someone for a little bit and then go about my normal routine. I mean, you might have some plans for Valentine's Day, and that's totally awesome. It might not be anything romantic or whatever, but I mean, you might have some stuff going on Valentine's Day. And it could be the smallest little thing ever, like, for example, planning to watch this new series that you heard about, or a movie, or planning to play some video game, or maybe hanging out with your family, or hanging out with some friends. And maybe you do have some sort of romantic plans for Valentine's Day, and that's totally awesome. Really, kudos to you. And I hope that goes well. Because, I only want the best for all of you. I mean, here's a little bit of advice. I hear that candy goes on sale the day after Valentine's Day. So, if you don't have a special someone and you're not planning on spending any money on them, which is, you know, great and everything, but you might want to look into that. You know, treat yourself a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I mean, take care of yourself too, because you don't want to be eating a whole lot of candy, right? I wanted to end this with a little poem that I wrote for this occasion, you know, to end on a strong note. So let me look for it real quick. I have it in my Google Drive. I don't have an eighth period class, so I just kind of hang out in the library all the time. And I had a little extra time, so I managed to write something down, something that I thought was pretty decent, actually. And I wrote it, like, in a very, very small time slot, probably like an hour. Most of the time I usually spend a little bit more than that, but it turned out pretty good. So, here goes. It's Valentine's Day, didn't you know? And to you, darling, my love I will show. The feeling I get when our eyes quickly meet, the way that your presence becomes such a treat, there's nothing quite like it I've come to find. There's nothing quite like your beautiful mind. How many poems have you brought out of me? Including this one. It's way more than three. How many times have I doodled your face? All over my margins and empty space. How many nights have you been in my dream? The pattern is clear, wouldn't it seem? If I had the courage to tell you up front, and had the wisdom to not sound so blunt, I'd tell you all this and much, much more. Because you, my honey, are the one I adore. What did you think? I mean, obviously I can't hear your reaction, but Not bad, right? Anyways, I guess I'm just gonna wrap this up. You've been listening to the What Ed Has Said podcast, the Valentine's Day special, and hopefully you got something out of it. Maybe not. I don't know. So yeah, I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and show those people in your life some affection. You know, those people that you really couldn't imagine being without. Those people who are always there for you. Could be your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, friends, best friends, whatever it may be. Show them some love, because in the spirit of the holiday, you know, that's what it's all about. Not these Hallmark greeting cards or whatever. Not a teddy bear that you'll probably throw away anyway. No, not the chocolate that will just go straight to your thighs. No, it's about the people that you love. And that's what it's all about. Good night.